there any other D-Day dinosaurs in the room here today? So so you remember those old days when our DNA methods were much more labor-intensive than they are now. We work with radioactive labels, and it would take sometimes several weeks to get an X-ray autoradiograph with some results. But in those days, I do remember that the methods we used, they were very powerful statistically. They gave very good statistics when it worked. But in order for the DNA testing to work in those days, you had to have a fair amount of DNA, and it had to be relatively pristine condition. And as we know, when we collect crime scene evidence, that's not normally the case. And in the last 20 plus years, there have been some great advances. There's been the polymerase chain reaction, and just other methods that have made DNA testing more sensitive, more specific. And we found some other DNA markers that have been a great value to us in the laboratory, including DNA markers on the Y chromosome. The Y chromosome, as you know, is found exclusively in males. So especially in sexual assault cases, we now had a new tool that we can use to investigate these cases and analyze crime scene evidence. And let me just say one thing. I think there's a few empty seats in the front. They promised me there'd be more room in this room. They took some of the tables out. If there are other empty seats, can someone just kind of point to them so we can have everyone sit down? Okay. So we're here today to talk about DNA testing from a variety of perspectives. We've done some work over the past few years, funded by NIJ, in the laboratory to help improve the methods used to analyze DNA, and Dr. Jack Ballantyne from the University of Central Florida will be speaking about those, about that research. But we've been fortunate over the past few years that we have strengthened our partnerships with the not only the social science side of NIJ, but also communities outside of our traditional crime laboratory communities. And we've been fortunate to have been working over the past few years with Dr. Pat Speck from the University of Tennessee. She's a sexual assault nurse examiner, and she'll be one of our speakers today also. And Pat refers to herself as our token nurse. But she's really been much more than that. I mean, she is the person we go to get that perspective. You know, we can do some great research in the lab, but it needs to get out into the field. And we need to know what the issues are that will impact the field so that the research has the highest utility and value. And she's been very helpful to us in giving us that guidance and giving us that perspective. And we're also, one of our other panelists is Dr. Mickey Prinz from New York City DNA Laboratory at the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. And it's important to bring in that perspective also, because we can do the great research. We can work with the SANE community, the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner community, on evidence collection. And but what are the other impacts of this work? How does it impact the laboratory in prioritizing cases, in the throughput, et cetera? So Mickey will be presenting to us that perspective. And I'm excited. I think this will be a great panel. And I encourage you, at the end, we should have plenty of time for questions. I encourage you to ask questions, and let's have some discussion. And I also need to let you know that this session is being videotaped by CBS News, so that's why there's a camera in the back. With that, I think we can get started. And our first speaker is Dr. Jack Ballantyne.